Each one of us have been told that the kingdom of heaven is within us. Jesus said, look low here, low there, but the kingdom of God is within each man. And he told us, be perfect even as is your Father which art in heaven. And still we forget that. And we go out and we say, we're limited. We go out and say that there are things that we cannot do. And yet he has told us through his understanding, through the wisdom of the divine within each one of us, all things are possible. So let's be aware of this and give thanks for this and recognize that it is true and it is for us right now. And so it is. What is your Christmas past? Is your Christmas past a remembrance of toys and presents and happy family times? Well, that's good. Is your Christmas past a remembrance of your relatives and people that are important to you, maybe your neighbors and friends that you have met around the world? And that's good. But if your Christmas past can be a remembrance of something that you did yourself, that blessed another life, that lifted another being just a little notch above where they were, that's the thing we want to remember. We can all remember the happy things, and we can all remember the sad things, but let's remember that this is the birth of the Christ awareness within all of mankind. The Christ awareness has been in mankind from the beginning, from the very beginning of humanity. But Jesus the Christ came along to make us aware of what it is, what the Christ consciousness is, and that it is in each of us. And that each of us have the great privilege of being a gift unto our world. We create our world out of our thought. We create our world out of our actions and out of our words. And we must ask ourselves time and again, how would I respond? If I were God, how would I respond to everything that we do in life? When someone is unkind to us, if I were God, how would I respond? Would I respond in like kind? Humanity does that, but divinity doesn't. Divinity represents the Christ within each one of us. Divinity represents the purity and the goodness and the love within each one of us. Are you ready to experience that for yourself? If you are, stop crying over the past. Be thankful for everything that has come into your life, whether it's life or death, whether it's illness or health, whether it's riches or poverty. Be thankful for every little thing. I have so many people who come talking to me about their children who have died early in their life. And they say, why was my son taken away at such an early age? And I said, why were you given the privilege of having that young person be in your life? Why did he choose to come to your household and bless your household for perhaps the short time, you call it, that he was there? A month, a day, a year, whatever it may be. Ours is to give thanks for all of the goodness and the beauty and the life that we have. Why did our mother come to our life and spend 50, 60, 70 years with us and then move on to another dimension? Why? Because she loved us. Because she wanted to share with us. Why are we here? Why are we living this life at all? Why are we going through all the happiness and the joy and sometimes sadness that doesn't have to be? But why are we here? We're here because we choose it. We choose it by our thought, by our word, by our deed. We choose it. It is done unto you according to your belief. Who said that? Some rascal who walks down the street making fun of life? Jesus the Christ said that. It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, when are we going to start taking responsibility for it? And he said, wow, be ye perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. Wow. We are supposed to be perfect? Yes, we are. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time at this Christmas season to remember that Jesus came to show us the way, to show us the truth, to show us the light. And are we going to dim that light again by going out and just ignoring it? Are we going to go upon that new year that dawns in our life? And are we going to say, it's a time for resolutions? No, it's not a time for resolutions. It's a time to be yourself and have fun. Not to say I won't do this and I won't do that, but to say I love me. I love the world. Jesus said it's done unto us according to our belief. If we love ourselves, then we can love our neighbor like ourselves. But if we don't love ourselves, how can we ever begin to love our neighbor? With what love we love ourselves, we love our neighbor. With what judgment we judge, so shall we be judged. You know those words. Those are words that Reverend Carol and Reverend Bill and Reverend Nancy and Reverend Hank and Reverend Cliff have given to us, and the rest of you wonderful reverends. I'm sure we got a household full of them here. But go out and live a life so noble, so beautiful, so great. Live a life that if you were Jesus, the man, you'd be proud of yourself. The Christ dwells in each of us. We cannot avoid that. We cannot ignore that. We cannot disclaim that. The Christ is present in each of us. This is the universal Spirit of God that each of us is. But let's begin to live our life as a living expression of who we are. This is the memory that we want. Be ye perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy being, and love thy neighbor like you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, my goodness, how can you love your neighbor? Jesus didn't go out and preach and teach and heal. He went out and shared what he believed and what he knew. And he gave us all of this wonderful stuff. And he never wrote a word. He never had a tape recorder. He never had a book. And yet his words ring out through the centuries because they're so pure and so good. Stay with the four Gospels and you'll be quite satisfied. You get on with the other areas of the Bible and you sometimes wonder, my goodness, what are they promoting here? Because the Bible as a total book, Old and New Testament, will allow you to do anything you want to do. It'll allow you to be mean. It'll allow you to be loving. It'll allow you to kill. It'll allow you to give birth. It'll allow you to do everything. But the four Gospels, the words of Jesus, allow you only to be aware that God is the God of love. That's what Jesus taught. And Jesus did not die on the cross. He went to the cross to show you that the last enemy man shall overcome is death. And he arose. But we forget it. We get caught in the journey along the way. We get caught at the cross. And we forget the resurrection. Well, today is an idea of Christmas. It's an idea of the birth of the Christ child. And so I see this birth of the Christ child in each of you. I see each of you glorious. And I see you never dying, living eternally as the beautiful expression of all that is good and all that is beautiful and all that is God. Have a Merry Christmas, and I love you very much.